AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutor Linda Dunkowski tells the jury in a Brunswick, Georgia court that three white men, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan, had no legal reason to chase Ahmed Aubrey, a black man in their neighborhood. In this from Court TV, she describes Travis McMichael's actions when they stopped Aubrey.
Who brought the shotgun to the party? Who took the shotgun out of the car? Who pointed the shotgun? Guys running away from them for 5 minutes.
Defense attorneys say the men suspected Aubrey had burglarized a house under construction and intended to hold him until police arrived. Security cameras recorded him inside the home there five times between October 2019 and the day he was killed. None of the video showed him stealing or damaging anything. The SUV driver taken into custody after an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade, killing at least five people, has been identified as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks.
That's according to law enforcement sources who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Investigators are also examining whether Brooks was fleeing another crime involving a knife. Video posted by Jesus Ochoa shows the red SUV tearing down the side of the parade in Waukesha as the bands march on, then a police car with sirens follows. Some of those killed were identified as members of the Dancing Grannies, a group of grandmothers that regularly participate in parades. The archdiocese says a priest, multiple parishioners, and school children were among the many injured. I'm Julie Walker.
Target will no longer open its stores on Thanksgiving Day. Retailers have been criticized for being open on the holiday, saying it forced thousands of people to work rather than to be with family. Retail experts say online sales on Thanksgiving trail only Black Friday and Cyber Monday, while in-store sales were far less. This is AP News. Home sales post their best numbers since January. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Sales of existing homes are up, and so is the typical price of a house. Last month, the average home price jumped to almost $354,000, a 13.1% increase from last October. Existing home sales were up 0.8% from September. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. Chief Economist Lawrence Yoon says the housing market remains strong. He credits job growth, a stock market at all-time highs, and low mortgage rates. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Barack Obama's foundation says it has received a $100 million donation from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, largest individual contribution to the foundation to date. Also today, New York University's Medical Center says it has received a $166 million gift from Bezos and his family. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.